Brian.
I'm Justin.
I'm Joe.
And you're listening to the Dirty Jersey Podcast. Alright! First episode of the Dirty Jersey Podcast. We changed our name from the Music Casters, knowing that we don't really talk about music that much. I like this name better.
Yeah.
Officially, our main host will be me, Brian Mullen, Joey Lees, Justin Smith, and Mike Shields. Due to Mike Shields not on vacation, filling in for him, we have Alex Rosenblum.
Hi. Hi, guys. This is Alex Rosenblum.
We got a jam-packed show tonight. Shut up, Matt Mullen.
Yeah, Matt Mullen.
Alright, let's... Sorry to name drop there. Wait, here he comes. I thought he was gonna come screaming the microphone. Anyway, we'll start it off with Joey's segment we have for him. It's called Movie Man.
Yay.
He'll be reviewing movies, talking about movies, and upcoming movies.
Woo!
I know. All right, so you saw Invincible on Friday, right?
Yes, it was actually pretty good.
Why don't you give your thoughts to that?
Yeah, it's very good. I mean, Philadelphia, I bet's gonna love it the most. Yeah, it was pretty crowded when I saw it. I mean, figures.
Did you see it on Friday night?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Speaking of movies, I heard that Batman has announced their new movie name. The Dark Knight. What the fuck's Heath Ledger playing the Joker for?
Got Brokeback Mountain playing the Joker.
Sorry, you got
any? I love Gay Cowboys.
You can talk about the other things you had on your blogs that we read. Sorry about that.
I know. I was trying to post up bulletins, forever.
Alright, you can talk about them.
Yeah. I first reviewed The Simpsons movie.
It's not even out.
Yeah, I know. I'm not reviewing it.
Everyone,
give them a sneak peek.
Well,
I posted up clips on my MySpace, actually, from the movie.
Yeah, did you break it?
Showed at the annual Comic Con. Yeah. What else did I review? Well, I didn't review it, but, you know, I just talked about it. Yeah, Shrek 3. Scheduled for a 2007 May release. Justin Timberlake is in it. I was like, oh. I don't know. Be surprised if they can find. And then Saw 3 comes out the same day of my birthday. Oh yeah. Spider-Man 3. I saw that preview when I went to go see Superman. Superman! Yeah. It was... The villains include Sandman, Green Goblin 2.
Goblin?
Yeah. I don't know. And Venom. Yeah, and I think they said something about a fourth villain, but I don't know who that is.
Self? Was it?
Yeah.
Fear and Seasonal Black?
Yeah. Spider-Man is emo! Alright. What else should I talk about? I saw the movie World Trade Center.
How was that?
It's very good. Yeah.
Guys at the end.
I'm not going to spoil the ending for our listeners. It was a very good movie. Great special effects. One problem was, when they were trapped in the rubble, it was very dark. You can barely see the people. Yeah. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Anything else?
I don't know.
I'll let you read some of it, see what else was on the blogs. For anyone that listens to the news and stuff, John Mark Carr, the suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey case, will not be charged, which I'm shocked about. Didn't he even fucking admit that he killed her on accident? So I think he should be thrown in the slammer.
Going explicit again?
Possibly. What'd you say?
Oh, yeah, I think I said this more.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have myself in there.
Well, let's see what... Do you have anything else that you want to talk about? You got Spider-Man 3, Saw 3.
Go to good as Shrek 3.
You want to read your little thing?
Yep, Jigsaw is back, and I think he's dead on it.
What?
He said he was like had cancer or something. The person, not the character, not the actor.
Yeah, okay. Mike O'Brien, the old host of the Music Cancer, is kind of friends with Joey.
Hi, Mike. If you're listening.
No, he's not listening.
Hey, Mike.
Mike doesn't like me, so I don't know why.
He's too busy with his Week After.
The Week After. have you talked to him about episode 3, please?
I kept on calling him, but he like didn't answer.
Watch this. Let's call him now. You get to say, hey.
Fine, you're so obsessed with him.
Not obsessed, it's what you're gonna say. You go, hey, Mike, it's Joey. And we'll talk. Just get me in there, that's all I say. Everyone, Mike O'Brien's coming back.
No.
I say, hey, Mike, it's Joey. What do you gotta say?
Get off my ugly pictures. My very, Roger, very ugly face. Pictures.
I never really thought.
My very ugly pictures. Mike, it's Joe. Pick up. There. Please pick up. You're there. I'm guessing he's not there.
Well, sorry, the return of Mike O'Brien is not coming.
Nobody wants him back.
That's a good point!
You just keep on pushing. You love it.
No, I want my episode 3, damn it! I want all rights to that. Number one, I rule. Oh, God.
Oh.
Who is that?
Brandon Beedling. Oh. Alright, do you have any more Movie Man?
I do have one more.
Go for
one
it.
Upcoming movie. The Transformers.
Ooh, I want to see that.
Do you really?
Yeah, it looks cool. And
Optimus Prime!
The guy who did the new Texas Chainsaw movies is doing it. Michael Bay, I think his name is. Yeah. Yeah.
So, what about it?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. They're not giving out any plots or anything like that yet.
Sorry. Alright. So, do you want to talk about your Saw 3 stuff?
Surely. With his... Alright, this is what's it about. Jake Saw has disappeared with his new apprentice, Amanda, played by Shawnee Smith. I actually saw her this weekend.
Oh, was it a Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Is it comic
thing? I know, it was on Horror Comic thing. Yeah.
Why didn't you call me? I would have went with you.
No, because it was with Jake. The puppet master behind a cruel... into great game.
Thank you, Dom.
Alright. While city detectives scramble to locate him, Dr. Lynn Dillon... I don't even know how to pronounce that name.
Denlon.
Yeah, it's like Bahasumuka. Is unaware that she is about to become the latest pawn on his vicious chessboard. One night, after finishing a shift at her hospital, Lynn is kidnapped and taken to an abandoned warehouse where she meets a Jigsaw, Tobin Bell. I'm actually gonna meet him in February.
Where at?
I'm gonna go with Jake again.
Tell Jake to bring me.
Yeah.
I wanna go.
Be hidden and on the verge of death. She is told that she must keep the madman alive for as long as it takes Jeff Angus McFadden.
Does Jake listen to this?
No, he doesn't read these.
No, I wasn't listening to this.
No, I've been trying to tell him. He probably would want to be on it.
Here, I'm going to call him right now.
We are going to call Jacob Henderson. Good friend of mine.
Here, give me your phone because it's always on speaker anyway. I'm sorry because
doesn't matter.
Jake doesn't answer my phone. I tried calling Jake once and he doesn't answer because he doesn't know my number.
Yeah.
Should I call his home?
No, call his Jake's room. Oh, well, I'm waiting.
Turn on speaker.
Top right. Button. Jake?
Yeah?
It's Joey. You're on the music, Dirty Jersey podcast.
You're on a podcast right now.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Wait, so who's on the phone? Joey and Brian?
And Justin Smith!
And Justin
your voice.
Justin Malillo's in the background, not saying anything.
Hey.
Hi.
We were calling people. We were talking about some horror con that Joey went to.
Yep.
Yeah.
You were in it, so we decided, hey, let's call Jake!
Cool.
You should come over sometime and do the podcast with us, because you rule.
Okay.
All right?
I was trying to ask if I could come over today, but I couldn't get a hold of you.
Do you know my number?
No, I don't.
Do you have, all right, I'll call this number later.
Okay.
Because I don't want to give away my number on the podcast.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right,
bye.
Bye. He's not giving my actual number away. So Pirates of the Caribbean 3, I've been hearing you want to talk about.
Oh, yes. Keith Richards is playing Captain Jack.
I heard that.
He actually wanted all the Rolling Stones to be pirates with him.
They're all going to die.
He actually wanted, I think he wanted to name his ships, like the Floating Stone or something, I don't know. I just read someone said that, I think.
Wait, is this Dan McMahon's home? Is this Dan McMahon? Let's call him. Is this his new house?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we're gonna call it. So we're gonna get Dan on the phone.
Dan McMahon.
Hello?
Is Dan there?
Hello?
It's Joey.
Hi, Joey. Hold on a second.
Dan?
Yeah. It's Brian, too.
Yeah.
You're on the podcast right now.
That's nice.
Want to say hello to your lovely listeners? He doesn't want to say hello to anyone.
Am I on the microphone?
Yeah, you're on, yeah, we can hear you.
They can't hear me?
They can hear you.
I want them to hear me.
They can hear you.
Fuck my lang.
What?
Did you hear it?
Yeah, but I can't even understand you. You want to speak your
lang.
What?
I said suck my lang.
Suck his wang, America. Suck his wang.
Exactly.
We're trying to call Mike O'Brien, but he ain't answering. He don't like me.
Yeah.
It's going to be hilarious. They're going to call him and mess with him.
Tell Joey he squeals like a pig.
He squealed like a pig.
I'm not going to say what I want to say.
Why? This isn't a split podcast. You can say whatever you want.
No. Don't call me pig.
Fine, what?
What?
Who else is there?
What's his name? Justin.
Justin Duckman?
Yeah.
How am I saying hi?
Dan, Joey's... He can hear you. Joey's phone's going to die. I'm going to call you back on my phone. All right, just answer your phone when I call. It's going to be like, I forget my number. It's an 856
phone.
All right. Fine, Joey's phone's about to die. Here, I need that number back. I don't want to say it on America. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, I don't know.
About your movie stuff?
My movie stuff.
We're going to call Dan McMahon back up.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're planning on making a Superman Returns sequel.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Same actors?
Same actors, same director. Well, Bryan Singer does want to do it again. I don't know.
Who's that?
He's the director.
Who cares? He should do it anyway.
Yeah. He might not get the rights.
Alright, we're going to call Dan.
Puss in Boots.
Yeah. They actually were planning on doing that. I think they are. I mean, he's going to be back in Shrek 3, but yeah.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Well, I don't think I see Dave. I think I saved them to Dave. Shut up.
Yeah, Brandon over here.
Brandon has it.
Get Brandon over here.
Where's Brandon?
Huh? Hold on, I'm gonna call Daniel back real quick. I can beat him. Oh, I saved it to Dad. All right, you're back.
Okay.
Welcome back, Dan.
What?
Welcome back.
Welcome back, America.
Dan's back. Dan the Man McMahon!
Yeah, no.
I heard you had plans to go on the WeCasters.
The WeCasters?
I heard you had plans to go on that.
I do.
Why would you want to go on that?
How awesome it is.
The Wii? You don't play Wii.
I like to play on my Wii.
Come on. Oh, I know you like to play with your Wii and all. But here we shun.
I'm getting away.
We're gonna get my service manager. Let me get a hold of.
Torn from a girl. I mean, PS.
We're gonna get my service manager, Justin.
Brian, is this a rock podcast?
What?
Is this a rock podcast?
We changed the name.
What? What is it now?
Dirty Jersey podcast.
What?
Dirty Jersey podcast.
Well, I want dedicated to my birthday. May I ask?
To what?
Dedicated.
Yeah, sure, dedicate it.
Dedicated to Freddie Mercury.
Go for it, man. We love him. We love Freddie Mercury here.
I dedicated by him.
Guess what, dude? Death by Vodka made a CD. Hey, Death by Vodka made a new CD.
What?
Death by Vodka made a new CD.
What?
Death by Vodka made a new CD.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Is your brother there?
I swear.
Is your brother there?
Yeah. No, where did Matt go?
Thomas said Toodles.
What do you want me to tell him?
I said Toodles.
Okay. Yeah, what was the last time you talked to Johnny Moe? I love that kid. He's got to be on here.
Yeah, he's crazy. He was driving around in a circle around me with a bicycle saying we're going back to 1812 to kill Ben Franklin.
Didn't you go back to school today?
What?
Didn't you go back to school today?
Yep.
How was that?
I liked it. That's fun.
Did anybody even remember you?
Yeah.
You have friends, Dan, in Maryland?
Yeah, it's fine.
Truthfully, Daniel left us from here in Jersey to Maryland, so we boo him because he's not a Jerseyan anymore.
Yeah, I am. More Jersey than you, cracker.
You want to fight about it?
I'm from the woods, Brian.
I know that, but you don't know where I've been.
There's two wedding crashers. What is this for? I'm like a fatty. Well, where'd you learn that? You ever see that?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Hold on. America, you're gonna hear like some cracking for a second. I don't wanna have to hold the phone, so I'm putting the microphone up to the
Oh, I'm going out for pizza.
When?
Soon.
How soon?
Like 5 minutes. I'm going with my friend Andrew.
That's when you leave.
Yeah, Brian, I have a friend, see? Huh. He's new too.
Dan, we're friends. I heard you were talking smack on me.
What?
You be talking smack on me? About my jerseyness?
Oh no, I was talking about your cracker. And you like it in the rear.
Maybe my crackiness?
What?
You talking about my cracking again?
No, I said you like it in the rear.
Let's see.
Brian.
What?
Your story is limp, just like your dick. Did you learn to see Bad Boy?
What?
I'm breaking out things in movies. Jersey Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, new rules.
Your spirit is limp, just like your dick. Shut up! Come here! I know you! I will stab you in your sleep! No one will find out who did it!
Dad, watch that movie around.
Dan, I have your number now, so I'm gonna frequently call you during the podcast.
Oh, God. Hey, you can give my screaming mug on the podcast once.
Darth Sargon 101.
That's what I'm buying. Your fans aren't that smart.
Hey, can I ask you something? Why is your icon a sprite?
Dude, subliminal messaging. It's awesome. Don't worry about it.
I know.
Nothing is actually telling you to buy Coke.
Why
am I
ass jokes?
No, Coke. Are you kidding me?
Hello, that's Coke.
I don't fuck with it. Why are you guys doing
something
like that?
I'm
What?
Yo, you're Dude, you know my brother's girlfriend?
Yeah.
What?
Never mind. Wait, let me turn the sound off. I can't hear you. What did you say?
What's his name? His sister. Gabby's sister likes me.
What?
Forget it!
Say it.
Gabby's sister likes me.
Gabby's sister, what's her name?
Maddie.
Who?
Maddie.
Take him
out. I'm not trying to dance. I'm trying to talk to Dan. Dan's a good. Good. Did I say it in the microphone?
Yes, you did.
I meant to say it in the phone.
Wait. Is this to like you, Brian?
Yeah. I'll finish the story later. Just in case she listens.
No, tell me. She likes you?
She's a nice girl, though.
What?
She's going into sixth grade, so I don't think so.
I think I can't hear. I'm not about to shut up.
I better call you later and tell you about it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to speak to soon.
Alright, I'll talk. We'll talk. Everyone say goodbye to Dan the Man McMahon.
Oh, I got headbangers for yesterday.
See you, Dan.
I got headbangers for yesterday.
Okay. I hung up on him. You got the rolling, I don't say.
I'm bored.
Break out some news.
Alright, hold on, let's get some music news. Just because we're not the music catchers anymore doesn't mean we still won't
do... No, that's what it means, that's what it means.
That doesn't mean we still won't
do
music.
That's what it means.
You're what it means.
That's true also.
Kyle X Y.
What about it?
Does it have a belly button?
Who's Broderick?
Matthew
Broderick? Yeah, he breaks his collarbone. Is he dead?
No! Collarbone's a clear arm.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ew, his wife is Sarah Jessica Parker. She probably hit him with her chin.
By the way, we have a hotline number still. I have to plug the hotline number. Remember, it is 1206-339-9360.
Ooh, I like that London Bridge song, 530.
London Bridge.
Yeah.
Sexy band.
Yeah. I wanna hit you, baby.
Yeah.
Oh. Master P creates hip-hop play about... Oh, wait a minute. Did you hear about, Elton John? He wants to make a hip-hop album.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious. I want to hear it. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, yo, yo, yo! Come on, time to dance! How long have we been rambling? 25 minutes already.
I'm tired. I want to play Mario Kart.
Mario Kart's at Brandon's house.
I'll go get it.
Where is Brandon?
Eating dinner.
He doesn't ever eat dinner this early. It is 6 o'clock. Farewell to Andre. Justin, you know you can talk if you feel like it.
I'm tired.
You can leave.
Today's just Dean to pick a destiny.
Then leave.
Put that on there.
Go home. You're not wanted here anymore.
Where's that at? Where'd you see that?
What?
Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny.
Oh, you didn't hear about this movie?
No.
Yeah, they have a movie. You can watch a trailer later.
What happened to it?
I didn't see it yet. Jack Black, JB, Kyle Gass, KG, have formed a band that likes of which never has been seen, and they call themselves Tenacious D. The film is not just a thing of that Jabbies and Rage Cage have done in the past, but it's also chronic of their rise to power? No, thank you.
I want to see it.
I think I'll take a pass on it.
I think I'll take a pass on it.
Fuck you. What about TV?
That's why. That weird college wife.
He has no belly button. In real life, too.
Do you feel like saying that? In real life, he does.
No, he doesn't. I know him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't have a belly button either.
We know. I always want to watch a show called Weeds. I heard it's the funniest show on TV. I know I said that I wouldn't continue, what's it called, the list. But for my loyal fans who were counting on listening to it, it's back. I'll keep doing it.
Well, I'm gonna say them all at once.
Let's give you a little review of what we said already. 50 was Prince, 49 was Cheap Trick, 48 was Van Morrison, 47 was Sublime, 46 was Styx, 45 was Def Leppard, 44 was Judas Priest, 43 was Journey, 42 was Red Hot Chili Peppers, 41 was Notorious B.I.G., 40 was Bob Marley, 39 was Public Enemy, 38 was INXS, 37 was Eric Clapton, 35 was Creedence Clearwater Revival, 34 was The Who, 34 is The Who, everyone. The Who are a good band. Sean Sachs would yell at me for knowing if they were 34. They said, they should be number one.
They are good.
I think Sublime
Mostly
should be
seeing
four.
Them in
I think Sublime should be before INXS.
I don't.
More bands trying to be like Sublime than INXS.
Well, anyway, number 33.
No, I'm right.
Ray Charles.
We'll
argue about it later.
No,
33
I
is shut
now.
Up. 33 is Ray Charles. If you made a if you're a singer, you get a movie made about you. You should be on my list. Everyone knows the story of Ray Charles now. 32, Alice Cooper. 32. Oh no, that was 33. Alice Cooper. 32. I'm not a big fan of them anymore. I used to be. They let me down. Everyone. But they do deserve to be on the list. Green Day. Argue that. Sublime. Everyone wants to be more like Green Day than Sublime.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say they should be more of a Green Day.
31, Justin, you can say it.
Bob Seger.
Alright.
Ooh, Ozzy. He's 30.
You're not allowed to say that. 30's for next week.
I can say it again.
Done. I might as well just read off the rest. 29, Rod Stewart. 30, 28, Buddy Holly. 27, David Bowie. 26, Metallica. You got 10 today. Lucky you. It is 6 p.m. here on Brian time. I better have not lost all my music or I'm going to kill someone. Stop poking me, you jackass. Alright, so that about wraps it up for today. I'm Brian.
I'm Justin.
I'm Joe.
And
that's Justin Marullo. Say your name.
Go ahead.
What?
That's Justin Marullo.
You listened to the first episode of the Dirty Jersey Podcast. Remember, we have a hotline.
And a website.
Oh.
Send us viewer mail.
www.myspace.com/DirtyJerseyPodcast. I changed it already. We have a Yahoo email address. Dirty Jersey Podcast. Shut up.
I want some viewer mail.
Gennaro.
I want to respond to it.
Gennaro.
Can't wait for we.
Anyway. We have Dirty Jersey Podcast at yahoo.com. Once again, our hotline number is... Stop touching me. Our hotline number is 1206-339-9360.
This has been a 30-minute podcast.
All right, everyone. Can we keep it at least for 30 minutes? We'll stop it at 30 minutes.
Good luck,
Dad. Gonna shout. All right, everyone. Bye.